This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910 Richmond. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique takes like only Frank and Hobbo can. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
All right, well, maybe not Frank, but Hobbo is in the house, as well as Chris Sill. Frank Maloney taking a much-deserved respite from the show tonight, although he may call in. We're not absolutely sure one way or the other, but he's up at the Wintergreen Resort enjoying a little skiing. I assume he's on the bunny slope. I don't know that he can do the advanced.
I think he's probably tubing.
You know, it's funny, as a former basketball player, I never got a chance to enjoy those winter sports. You know, coaches, basketball coaches are not real crazy about their players skiing or ice skating. You know, the basketball's tough enough on the ankles and knees as it is. But at any rate, hopefully Frank's up there enjoying himself and grateful that Chris Sill is here tonight and he'll have a more involved role in the show tonight. Speaking of the show tonight, we got Ted Jeffries, the basketball analyst for the men's team, will be joining us in a few minutes. Ted has become a regular contributor. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Coach Mike London join us for a few minutes just to update us with how things are going on the recruiting trail, although he can't get into specifics about that, but he can at least maybe give us some general feelings about what's going on in recruiting and how things are looking in that regard, and looking forward to the spring practice and as things push toward 2015 in the football thing. So, Mr. Sill, how was Christmas in the Sill household?
It was great, man. A lot of good food. Catherine Sill did a wonderful job with the cooking and a lot of good leftovers, too. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Does Linda cook, or are you? Do you take the reins? Or?
No. We'd be in trouble if I took the reins cooking-wise. But no, Linda's a very good cook. A witness looking at me. You know, I mean, you can tell. You know, I haven't skipped lunch or dinner very often here recently. So my skinny days are in the rearview mirror, as they say.
Well, you're rehabbing. You got to eat a lot.
Well, that's true. In advance of Coach Jeff. Jeffries joining us. Of course, basketball team has not played since the Harvard game, but they do play tomorrow night at a sold-out John Paul Jones Arena. The 9-1 Davidson Wildcats come to town for a little bit of an unusual start time. 6 o'clock is the tip-off time tomorrow night at JPJ. Maybe that's because of the holiday. In between the holidays, they're starting the game a little earlier, but certainly be interesting. I guess this is a I think they played on the 21st, Sunday the 21st, yep. So a 9-day layoff. My guess is the players got a chance to go home for a few days. Speaking of mom's cooking, got a chance to go home and enjoy a little cooking.
And they had a long break before that, too.
Yeah.
So I hope that an extended break between the Harvard game and after the Harvard game is a good thing.
And as most of the fans probably are aware, with the Arizona loss and the Louisville loss, Virginia has moved to number 3. In the national polls. So a pretty heady territory when it's Kentucky, Duke, and Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, where you're playing in the right neighborhood, as they say. So we shall see. I mean, and speaking of basketball, I should mention, and we'll mention at the end of the show, I got in touch with my old friend and former teammate, Wally Walker. So he'll be our basketball guest next Monday night, January the 5th. So we'll be next week, looking back at the Davidson game, and of course the first ACC game against Miami on Saturday, 5:30, I think, is the tip-off down there in Coral Gables.
That sounds right.
And then I think next Wednesday, the 7th, first ACC home game against North Carolina State. So after tomorrow night, 18 games left in the regular season, all conference games, so we get down to serious business starting on Saturday down there in Florida.
That's when the fun starts.
So, 345-0910, and in addition to the phone number, we're going to let Chris tell you how you can follow the show, as always.
Sure. If you guys want to check us out, we're streaming live on thesaber.com and sportsradio910.com. All shows are archived on the Saber. go ahead and find us on Facebook, search Who's Talking, become a fan, post comments and questions, and please call in. We got Ted Jeffries coming on here in a little bit. He'd be happy to answer questions, and if you have any questions for Habbo and myself, please do call in. 3450910.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you have a lot of basketball knowledge between Mr. Jeffries and me. You at least have a lot of experience, if nothing else. And we have an answer for all questions. It may not be the right answer, but we don't hesitate to give an answer. But Bob McKillop, the Davidson Wildcats, they move into the A-10 this year. They're off to a terrific start. The one thing you know about Davidson, they certainly probably not as athletic as the Virginia team, but they're very smart. They're going to be extremely well coached. Off to a good start, as I say, 9-1. So it could be an interesting game tomorrow night. But Virginia, in recent the Harvard game, a good example. The Cavs recently have had the ability to make good teams look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Harvard's not a bad basketball team, but 39-8 is kind of an embarrassing halftime score.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. And Mike Toby especially was just unbelievable. I don't know how you can block his shot from the outside when you're 7 feet and you do that kind of behind the head kind of form. It's incredible if you can hit that consistently.
It's not exactly a jump shot, but I guess when you're 7 feet, you don't right. have to shoot a jump shot.
Right.
A set shot might be sufficient. And, of course, most guys that are going to guard somebody who's 7 feet tall are not used to guarding somebody 20, 22 feet from the basket. Toby presents some interesting challenges. So to the degree that he continues to play well on the offensive end, it just adds one more weapon to a team that already has a bunch of weapons,
And just spreads it out. You think about Toby being on the perimeter in some way. There's just so much more space in the middle to throw it up to Justin or to Gill or whoever it might be.
Yeah, I always used to say that was one of the strengths of the Duke teams back in the day, going back to the Shane Battier days and the Dunleavy days, is Duke always seemed to have a gifted post player, but they also had a four guy that had the ability to go out and make three-point baskets if unguarded. And that really helped with the spacing of the floor, which also made it very difficult to guard their guards, who often were very talented and pretty quick. I used to say that people talked about Cameron Indoor Stadium and playing there, and certainly the crowd is very energized at Cameron. But my attitude always was one of the real challenges of playing Duke at Duke was not necessarily the crowd, but the quality of the Duke players. And I think that's about to be true of Virginia, too. I think JPJ is going to be.
They've looked the part. They definitely have. And just our length all across the board really just makes it tougher for people to score than it was last year even,
And I think Dan Dockage, he was the analyst that covered the Virginia game against Harvard, and I was interested to hear him say he said he'd seen Arizona in person and a number of other teams. Obviously, not seen Kentucky in person, but he, during the broadcast of the Harvard game, said Virginia was the best team that he had seen in person thus far this year, and he made reference to the size and the wingspan and the athletic ability of the I think we're getting a little background noise from the TV here in the studio is just a score update. Clemson 17-0 over Oklahoma. Wow, a little football score as we go.
It's ACC sports fans we talk a little about Clemson too. Right?
Good news. Hopefully we'll be joined by Ted Jeffries here. Haven't got the call from Ted yet. I tell you what, in advance of Ted's call, let's go ahead and go to our break a little early right now. So you're listening to Who's Talking, the Happy Who Year edition. So stay tuned. Hopefully when we come back, we'll have Ted on the line.